WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
BBC News, I'm Em Nguyen. A crew of five inside a missing submersible somewhere deep inside the North Atlantic Ocean is almost certainly out of oxygen and, according to most experts, have almost no chance of survival. Tim Taylor is the CEO of Tiburon Subsea.
People need to realize that finding them is the first step. They still have to raise them off the bottom. They still have to get them on the ship, and they still have to unbolt them.
Severe weather in the Midwest and the South. In the West Texas town of Matador, 4 dead, 10 hurt in a tornado amid triple-digit heat in the region. And outside Denver, severe hail raining down on a concert last night at the Red Rocks Amphitheater. Nearly 100 people hurt, 7 sent to a hospital. Headliner Louis Tomlinson tweeting, "Devastated about the show, hope everyone's okay." No change in first-time unemployment claims. 264,000 people filing last week, the same as the week before. This is ABC News. Microsoft goes to court today to try and save its $69 billion deal to buy video game maker Activision. Federal regulators have sued to block it, arguing the deal will stifle competition. Part of a Paris building gone after an explosion. At least 37 people are hurt and one person is still missing. Janelle Reese was nearby.
I had no idea what was going on, and unfortunately the first thought that went through my mind was that it was a bombing, because that's the world we live in, unfortunately. So it was scary, and I was scared for my family.
Investigators think it may have been caused by a gas leak. Another Republican is challenging former President Trump jumping into the presidential race. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, a longtime critic of Trump, throwing in his bid this morning. And double vision over and over again at a high school graduation in northern New Jersey. 11 sets of twins, all graduating from Northern Highlands Regional High. But only two say they'll be going to the same college. Em Nguyen, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wisconsin AG Josh Call was in La Crosse yesterday to drum up support for the Office of School Safety, which Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee have decided not to fund in the next budget. Call says he's asking for $2.2 million over the next 2 years to fund the office, which handles calls to the Speak Up, Speak Out campaign that directs information to law enforcement and other services. The state's Department of Justice says more than 1,700 schools and law enforcement agencies received at least one tip from the program, with all but 9 of the state's 72 counties receiving at least one tip in the past year. The man accused of shooting several people in downtown La Crosse early Saturday morning is charged. 31-year-old DeAndrew Grant received 27 total charges, according to online court records, including 6 counts of attempted homicide with the use of a dangerous weapon. Police said he fired shots toward the front of Polito's Pizza, striking 7 people. He is being held on a $1 million cash bond at the La Crosse County Jail. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two ways. Gingras Thompson and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package and and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth Buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Hey, it's summer. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Let me ask my producer, Aaron, is there a reason, a particular reason you played some more Frank Sinatra? Let me ask you that.
No, other than it's summer wind, and I thought we could do another summer song.
Yeah, another summer song, another Frank Sinatra song. You can't go wrong with Old Blue Eyes, that's for sure. Let me ask you another question, Aaron. Do you ever listen to podcasts? Do you have any regular podcasts that you listen to on a regular basis?
I listen to some podcasts. One that I listen to is Last Podcast on the Left, which is about a lot of like conspiracy theories, cults, and things like that, but from a not a perspective of believing in them, but looking at them and saying, here's why this happened. That's weird, and laugh about it a little bit.
Yeah. What is it that causes people to believe in some of these crazy conspiracy theories? There's always something else going on, right? You hear conspiracy theorists often say that. Well, let me tell you what's really going on. And that podcast sounds like it would be interesting. It sheds light on some of that stuff. I'll have to check that out. It's called The Last Podcast on the Left.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that before. Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it looks like our lieutenant governor is going to be launching a podcast, and it may be worth a listen. The headline here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is launching a podcast emphasizing Medicaid expansion and housing. This was just posted 3 hours ago. It says Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is using her public platform to launch a podcast that will promote policies championed by the Evers administration, including health care and housing, two very important topics. Rodriguez will start the endeavor this week by focusing on Medicaid expansion, a priority Democrats have pushed for years as a way to bring an estimated $1.6 billion into the state over 2 years, despite strong opposition from Republicans who control the state legislature and who still, to my knowledge, have not given us any good reason why you don't want to take that money. The original excuse was that eventually that money from the feds will dry up and we as Wisconsin taxpayers will have to make up the difference. But now we're almost 10 years into it, and that money has not dried up. But anyway, continuing with the story, it says Republicans have repeatedly blocked the idea of expanding Medicaid in Wisconsin, including over concerns that more of the program costs could shift from the federal government to the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said again last week that Medicaid expansion would not happen as long as he is speaker. Yeah, why take the billions of dollars from the federal government when our Wisconsin taxpayers can just pay for it themselves? That doesn't sound logical to me, but I will continue. It says in the first episode, Rodriguez interviews a Tomahawk resident who had to divorce her husband in order to qualify for Medicaid because together their income surpassed the limit to qualify by $100. Quote, I'm a nurse myself, and that's why I really started with this. It's because I can see firsthand the type of issues that come up when people don't have access to health care, Rodriguez said. She also said the podcast is a way to share the stories of people she meets while traveling the state as lieutenant governor. Quote, one of the things she loves most about her job. Asked if she would consider running for higher office like her predecessors, she said she is focused on talking to Wisconsinites as lieutenant governor. Quote, I love my job and I am just focused on being the best lieutenant governor I can be for the state of Wisconsin. Honestly, if I had my way, I would talk to every single person across the state to make sure I understand what their needs are. The podcast's early focus on Medicaid expansion and later housing shortages and child care aligns with some of the policy issues in Rodriguez's portfolio, which she said include health care, housing, and conservation. Quote, every time I go across the state, whether I'm in a rural community or an urban community, I have people coming up to me to talk about the lack of housing in the state of Wisconsin. She said, we already have a worker shortage and it's only going to get worse. If we cannot bring people into Wisconsin and they can have a roof over their head, end quote. While the lieutenant governor is second in line for the governor's position, the office comes with very few official duties. The two previous lieutenant governors, Democrat Mandela Barnes and Republican Rebecca Clayfish, made climate change and homelessness their signature issues, respectively. Well, that sounds interesting. Sounds like it might be worth checking out, tuning into podcast. And that's a question. Is the podcast something you tune into? I don't know. It may just be more something that you listen to. And the next topic I want to get to here is, of course, we're in the month of June. You know, at about 2/3 of the way through it, the month of June is Pride Month across the country. And Aaron, do you know where Greenfield is? Have you ever heard of Greenfield?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've been there. I think I might have driven through it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a suburb of Milwaukee. And like most places around the country, they had a Pride celebration scheduled for this coming Sunday, June 25th, but they decided to cancel it. I should say the mayor decided to cancel it. The headline here from the Journal Sentinel says, Greenfield cancels Pride celebration at farmers market due to unforeseen circumstances. A Pride celebration scheduled to take place at the Greenfield Farmers Market on Sunday, June 25th, has been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances, according to the Greenfield Health Department. Quote, I agreed with staff that some of the tone and tenor that was out there could adversely impact the farmers market and its mission as a great destination. Greenfield Mayor Michael Nitzke said in a statement, quote, things like pride and rainbows have taken on deep, divisive political overtones, something that turns to physical altercation. Nitzke cited the recent attack on Milwaukee County's first openly LGBTQ supervisor, Peter Burgess, at Mayfair Mall, although Nitzke said he didn't know the specifics about the incident. However, Burgess' statement condemning the cancellation of the event. Quote, the mayor's action to cancel the LGBTQ plus pride tent at the Greenfield Farmers Market is not motivated by a threat to protect his residents, but rather another divisive action that further divides our communities. This unilateral action to cancel is an insult to the LGBTQ plus community and a disservice to the public at large, Burgess said in a statement. And the story goes on and says, the Pride Month celebration that was to be put on by the health department, including a Kahoot game and prizes, according to information about the event on the City of Greenfield's website. Attendees were also encouraged to wear something pride or anything colorful for a group photo at the center of the farmers market. When asked specifically who was responsible for canceling the event, Nitzke, the mayor, referred a reporter to his statement, quote, there are those against the cancellation and others for it. All of that considered, I just want the city to be a better place. I am ultimately responsible for the health and safety of our residents and guests, Nitzke said in the statement. The Greenfield Health Department said that other educational resources would still be available at the farmers market in spite of the celebration being canceled. Nitzke, the mayor, said that everyone has always been welcome in Greenfield, and that will continue to be the case. Quote, a politics-free market doesn't solve the anger and divisiveness out there, but being free of politics does give us all 4 hours to just enjoy the farmer's market. Unfortunately, trying to make a decision to remove the politics has made it political, Nitzke said in the statement. Though Burgess said that LGBTQ plus equality and acceptance isn't a political sports ball. Quote, whether the mayor uncancels or not, I'm confident that there will be many more rainbows at the farmers market this Sunday than he expected. I'll be there for strawberries, Burgess said in a statement, and that Greenfield Farmers Market will still be open this Sunday from 10 till 2 at Conco Park, 5151 West Layton Avenue. In Greenfield, outside Milwaukee. It's funny that there weren't any threats and pride events have gone on across the nation throughout the month with very limited skirmishes, you might say, in just a couple of places. And there may be ulterior motives by this mayor. I don't know. Maybe he just wants to cancel the whole thing. Sounds like he doesn't want any politics in the farmer's market, but because of that, now it's much more political. What's your opinion? Give us a call, 715-388-7155. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show. All the world over sun, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 90. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 64. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs around 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, 83. Saturday, 74. Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 78.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
No catch, no strings, none of the usual things. I'm happy just to lay and look. Let's throw out the book. Now we're off the hook. And please just be nice to me. Won't you be nice to me? So tired. So sad, so sick of being had by everyone who comes along. Would it be so?
Yeah, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock right now on this Thursday morning. Hey, Aaron, do you ever watch Wheel of Fortune or no?
A little bit, not very much.
Here and there. Yep. It's difficult to avoid it, I guess. It's been on for so long. Do you have any opinion on who should replace Pat Sajak?
No, I don't know. I just think whoever they pick, a lot of people will probably be upset, but that's unavoidable.
Right. Everybody's got their favorite, I guess, among the people. And then, you know, there are some people who watch that show religiously, have been for 40 years, got to watch it every evening and see what Pat is up to and see what the contestants are up to, etc. Well, you probably heard that Ryan Seacrest is one of the front runners for the job, but now it looks like there's another front runner or another person on the short list. This is from Yahoo News and Blast. It says Mario Lopez is on the short list to replace Pat Sajak as host of Wheel of Fortune. Mario Lopez is in the running to replace Pat Sajak as host of Wheel of Fortune following the game show host's retirement after 41 years. According to sources familiar with the situation, they're telling us that the Access Hollywood host, Mario Lopez, is among a short list of names being considered for the famous hosting gig. As you know, Sajak announced he would be stepping down from the famous television game show after this season. Several media executives confirmed to The Blast Mario's name being tossed into the conversation is in the very early stages. And it goes on and says the move makes sense, considering Lopez represents one of the largest growing audiences on television. According to a recent Nielsen study, quote, Latinos represent 19% of the U.S. population, yet they account for 42% of the country's most watched content on the streamers, Nielsen's senior vice president, Stacey DeArmas, noted. And she also said they account for many new subscribers to streaming platforms. She added, I think that's a really important marker for how Latinos are influencing America's most watchable entertainment. It's important to have Latinos on camera, end quote. Of course, this is one of the most coveted jobs in Hollywood, and it's not an easy one. Sajak's replacement must have years of television hosting experience and be able to film tons of daily and weekly content. Well, Mario Lopez has been hosting a daily entertainment news show for over a decade, including Extra and Access Hollywood. In other words, he's got the chops. Plus, Lopez hosts Must See Movies with Mario on the Hotel Channel, which reaches 20 million travelers a month inside over 650,000 luxury hotel rooms across the country. And it says here, as we've reported, another frontrunner for the position is Ryan Seacrest, who has also spent many years on daily programming. Ryan is reportedly in talks with Sony about the job, considering he has time in his schedule now as he's no longer hosting Live with Kelly and Ryan. Obviously, being the host of this franchise is an opportunity of a lifetime, but the network and production company will need to find a person willing to give up everything. Maybe they mean to give up everything to host Wheel of Fortune. Our sources say Lopez loves his current hosting job at Access Hollywood and is very tight with the crew and staff. In this situation, our guess is that money talks. Pat Sajak went public with his massive decision, saying in a statement, quote, well, the time has come. I've decided that our 41st season, which begins in September, will be my last. It's been a wonderful ride, and I'll have more to say in the coming months. Many thanks to you all, end quote. Several years ago, Sajak surpassed Bob Barker as the longest-running game show host in history. What do you think? Do you have an opinion? Do you have a preference? Mario Lopez? Ryan Seacrest? Yeah, I don't think it really matters to me that much. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
News, I'm Em Nguyen. A crew of five inside a missing submersible somewhere deep inside the North Atlantic Ocean is almost certainly out of oxygen and, according to most experts, have almost no chance of survival. Tim Taylor is the CEO of Tiburon Subsea.
People need to realize that finding them is the first step. They still have to raise them off the bottom. They still have to get them on the ship, and they still have to unbolt them.
Severe weather in the Midwest and the South. In the West Texas town of Matador, 4 dead, 10 hurt in a tornado amid triple-digit heat in the region. And outside Denver, severe hail raining down on a concert last night at the Red Rocks Amphitheater. Nearly 100 people hurt, 7 sent to a hospital. Headliner Louis Tomlinson tweeting, "Devastated about the show, hope everyone's okay." No change in first-time unemployment claims. 264,000 people filing last week, the same as the week before. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call was in La Crosse yesterday to drum up some support for the Office of School Safety. Republicans of the Joint Finance Committee have decided to not fund it in the next budget. Call says he's asking for $2.2 million over the next 2 years to fund the office, which handles the Speak Up, Speak Out campaign that directs information to law enforcement and other services. The state's Department of Justice says more than 1,700 schools and law enforcement agencies received at least one tip from the program, with all but 9 of the state's 72 counties receiving at least one tip in the past year. A man's body was found in the Mississippi River near La Crosse on Tuesday. According to the La Crosse County Sheriff's Office, the body appeared to have been in the water for some time and may have passed through a lock and dam upriver. The body was sent to Mayo Clinic in Rochester for analysis. And an air quality advisory is in place today for all of Wisconsin due to unhealthy levels of ozone. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs.
right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Thursday morning. Hope you're having a good day. I've been discussing several things today. Lots of topics like butterflies, monarch butterflies, and podcasts. I've been trying to stay away from the obvious topic that is the obvious topic every day, but sometimes you just can't. When headlines like this come rolling in past you, it says, Trump melts down as DOJ turns over evidence it plans to use against him. And this is from Rolling Stone via Yahoo. And it says, Donald Trump fired off a series of desperate pleas on Truth Social, including multiple appeals for Congress to bail him out hours after news broke that the Justice Department had turned over the first batch of evidence it plans to use against him. The former president was indicted earlier this month on charges related to his handling of classified material after leaving the White House. And here is one of the Truth Social posts that he put out this morning. He said, quote, Congress, please investigate the political witch hunts against me currently being brought by the corrupt DOJ and FBI, who are totally out of control, Trump wrote Thursday morning. And it says here, the former president also dusted off the idea that the DOJ framed him by planting the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, despite the fact that he's claimed repeatedly that he somehow declassified the material before bringing it to Florida himself. Quote, Congress will hopefully now look at the ever-continuing witch hunts and election interference against me on perfectly legal boxes, where I have no doubt that information is being secretly planted by the scoundrels in charge, he wrote in another post before griping about his other legal woes. Does it sound to you like he's kind of losing it? This story goes on and says, Trump's indictment is damning, with the DOJ alleging that the former president knowingly took classified documents to Mar-a-Lago, stored them in unsecure locations, and then conspired to lie to authorities about what he was hoarding while suggesting the material should be destroyed. The indictment also outlines a recording it obtained featuring Trump bragging about having a secret plan against Iran. The evidence the DOJ turned over on Wednesday includes more recordings of the former president described as interviews recorded with his consent. It's unclear what is on the additional tapes. The evidence also includes grand jury witness testimony, which means Trump now knows who testified against him and what they said, as well as material obtained through subpoenas. Trump understandably seems pretty nervous. Here's another quote. This continuing saga is retribution against me for winning, and even more importantly to them, election interference regarding the 2024 presidential election, he added on Thursday morning. And he went on and said, it will be there updated. If this is correct, he misspelled there. He said, it will be their updated form of rigging our most important election. He spelled there T-H-E-R-E, by the way. He goes on and says, look at the polls. They can't beat me. And he puts in parentheses, MAGA, with an exclamation point. He says, they can't beat me, MAGA, at the ballot box. The only way they can win is to cheat. Stop them now. Stop them now is how he ended that post. Stop them now, with an exclamation point. Now, what do you think that means to some MAGA guy sitting at home who's just about ready to blow a gasket over what he thinks is a stolen election? His guy, Trump, is yelling at him, stop them now. And I should mention that these posts that they're putting here in this story are in all capital letters. So I'm assuming that's the way that Trump was putting them out. The last thing from this story says Trump pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him. The DOJ has asked for a speedy trial, and Judge Aileen Cannon earlier this week told both sides to file all pretrial motions by July 24th, while slating the trial to begin on August 14th. Trump's team will almost certainly move to delay the start date as long as possible, maybe even until he can retake the White House and appoint an attorney general who will drop the case. Wow. It does sound like he's kind of losing it, but he must be pretty worried. And based on the way he's been looking lately, I'm saying he's probably not getting much sleep, but I don't know. He's looking a little more haggard, so to speak. And speaking of the Republican primary presidential election, Chris Christie is doing something very, very important. According to the headline of this opinion piece by Frank Bruni in the New York Times, I just want to get to a little bit of this before we go to our next break. It says, and by the way, if you're not familiar with Frank Bruni, he is an opinion writer for the New York Times, been on staff for more than 25 years. And I'll get to just a little bit of this. He says, Chris Christie made a complete fool of himself back in 2016, fan dancing obsequiously around Donald Trump, angling for a crucial role in his administration, nattering on about their friendship, pretending or possibly even convincing himself that Trump could restrain his ego, check his nastiness, suspend his grift, and, well, serve America. But then Christie, a former two-term governor of New Jersey, had plenty of company, and he never did style himself as some saint. It's all water under the George Washington Bridge now. The Chris Christie of the current moment is magnificent. I don't mean magnificent as in he's going to win the Republican presidential nomination. I don't mean I am rooting for a Christie presidency and regard him as the country's possible salvation, but what he's doing in this Republican primary contest is very, very important. It also couldn't be more emotionally gratifying to behold. He's telling the unvarnished truth about Trump, and he's the only candidate doing that. A former prosecutor, he's artfully, aggressively, and comprehensively making the case against Trump, knocking down all the rationalizations Trump has mustered and all the diversions he has contrived since his 37-count federal indictment. None of the other candidates come close. They've, for the most part, gagged themselves or decided to play laughable word games about who Trump is, what he has done, and what he may yet do. It's as if they were looking at this wild and repugnant hyena with democracy in its jaws, and they know they should call it what it is and acknowledge what it's poised to devour. But they've decided that merely hinting at that is candor and courage enough. Quote, I think it might be nice if we Republicans gave an herbivore a crack at the presidency. Let's think about what a post-scavenger era for the Republican Party would look like. Then there's Christie, and his quote is, that's one nasty second-rate carnivore with no place on our savanna. End quote. Never has a statement of the bestiality obviously been so revolutionary. In a poll released on Friday by the New Hampshire Journal, it says Christie had pulled into third place among Republicans in the state, far behind Trump, who had 47% of the vote, but not far behind Ron DeSantis, who had just 13. Christie had 9%, followed by Mike Pence with 5. That partly reflects Christie's decision to make his initial stand, so to speak, in New Hampshire, but it also reflects something else. He's excellent at this. Christie is to DeSantis what a Roman candle is to a scented votive candle. He explodes in a riot of color. DeSantis on his best days flickers. My enchantment with Christie's fireworks makes me a cliche. In an observant and witty analysis in The Atlantic on Monday with the headline, Chris Christie, liberal hero, David Graham inventoried the adoring media coverage Christie has garnered, noting that while there's zero evidence that Christie could actually win the contest, he has entered, quote, pundits are swooning. But the swoon isn't about Christie's prospects. It's about the hugely valuable contrast to other Republican presidential candidates that he's providing. And about this, the health of American democracy hinges on a reckoning within the Republican Party. And that won't come from Democrats saying the kinds of things that Christie is now. They've been doing that for years. It'll come, if it even can, from the words and warnings of longtime Republicans who know how to get and use the spotlight. Did you see Christie's CNN town hall last week? Have you watched or listened to any of his interviews? He's funny, he's lively, he's crisp, and he's right. Over the past few weeks, he has described Trump's behavior as vanity run amok. Vanity run amok. Trump himself, he says, is a petulant child. At the town hall, here's a quote from Chris Christie. He said, he is voluntarily putting our country through this. If at any point before the search in August of 2022, he had just done what anyone, I suspect, in this audience would have done, which is said, all right, you're serious. You're serving a grand jury subpoena. Let me just give the documents back. He wouldn't have been charged, wouldn't have been charged with anything, even though he had kept them for almost a year and a half. So that's Chris Christie saying things that other Republicans aren't willing to say at this point. And thank goodness for that, right? Got 9:47, going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 90. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 64. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, 83, Saturday, 74, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 80.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Got a job at a local factory. Sent money back home to her family. She said, "This is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong."
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Final segment, and I hope you're having a good day. We've been discussing several different topics today, and one thing I wanted to get to before we run out of time is this censure of Adam Schiff. It's a strange thing, you know, when you step back and you look at this. It seems like he has become a whipping post for the Republicans. You know, this is a guy who's devoted his whole life to the rule of law and order. And to censure him, being censured isn't that big of a deal, but the fact that the Republicans did this, that's the big deal. It's really hard to believe. This headline from the New York Times says House censures Adam Schiff over his role investigating Trump. So now, evidently, if you have the nerve to investigate the former president, then you may get censured. The subheadline in the story says the move by the Republican-led House was the first in what could be a series of votes seeking to punish those whom Republicans have deemed enemies of the party. And this was just posted a couple hours ago by Luke Broadwater. It says the Republican-led House formally censured Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, on Wednesday over his role investigating former President Donald Trump, the first in what could be a series of votes seeking to punish those whom Republicans have deemed the party's enemies. Did they do anything wrong? They're just evidently enemies of the Republican Party, so they deserve punishment. My opinion. I'll get back to this piece. It says the censure passed by a party line vote, obviously, 213 to 209, with six Republicans voting present. The measure had the backing of Speaker Kevin McCarthy after its lead sponsor, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, Republican from Florida, altered its language to remove a multi-million dollar fine some Republicans viewed as unconstitutional. Quote, Adam Schiff launched an all-out political campaign built on baseless distortions against a sitting U.S. president, Ms. Luna said. The censure accused him of engaging in falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuses of sensitive information as he sought to unearth connections between Mr. Trump and Russia. It is rare for a member of Congress to be censured, a punishment that amounts to a public reprimand. The House has censured members just 24 times in the chamber's history, and typically only after a finding of wrongdoing. Before Mr. Schiff, just two members of the House had been censured in almost four decades. Democrats erupted in chants of shame at the Republicans after the vote and surrounded Schiff in a protective circle as he walked to the well of the House to receive the censure. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, called out that the proceedings were a disgrace. 5 of 6 Republicans who voted present are members of the Ethics Committee. Such a vote is traditional to maintain independence in such cases for ethics panel members who would have the task of investigating Mr. Schiff. And Adam Schiff, who is seeking a Senate seat and has cited the censure against him in fundraising efforts, said he was being made a target solely because he had stood up to Trump. Mr. Schiff led the first impeachment prosecution against Trump and served on the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. And here's a quote from Adam Schiff. He said, "You honor me with your enmity," Schiff told the Republicans from the House floor, pointing out that Trump had been indicted over charges that he mishandled classified documents. Quote, "Donald Trump is under indictment for actions that jeopardize our national security, and McCarthy would spend the nation's time on petty political payback, thinking he can censure or fine Trump's opposition into submission," Mr. Schiff said. "But I will not yield, not one inch." The vote came at a time of rising Republican anger as hard right members in Congress increasingly agitate for the impeachment of President Biden or members of his administration. Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado and a leader of the ultra-conservative House Freedom Caucus, is seeking to force a vote on impeaching Mr. Biden this week. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, who has been pushing to impeach the FBI director, Christopher Wray, on Wednesday accused Ms. Boebert of copying her impeachment articles against Mr. Biden. But Mr. McCarthy on Wednesday sought to impose a sense of strategy upon his fractious conference. The speaker used a closed-door meeting of Republicans to argue against a quick impeachment of Mr. Biden, according to a person familiar with the matter. Mr. McCarthy argued Republicans would look inconsistent if they pressed to censure Schiff for what Republicans believe was a politicized impeachment process, and then turned around and impeached Mr. Biden before the House committees investigating the Biden administration and the business interests of Biden family members had finished their work. So a rare instance of agreeing with McCarthy. Anyway, that's the program for today. Everybody have a great day. Thank you for tuning in.
La, la, la.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.